All right, good morning, folks. Welcome to another Public File. I'm Pat Martin. Today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, the subject of art. What would the world be without art in its many shapes and forms? Today, we're going to talk to Gail Rappaport-Weiland. Welcome back, Gail. Good to see you.
Well, thank you. I can't believe a year has gone by so quickly, Pat.
Yeah, I was somewhere in a gallery or somewhere, and I saw a couple pieces of your work, and I go, oh, I know her.
Yeah, well, yes, it's nice to know me.
I was the guy that bought it. I remember I paid $50,000 for one of your things.
Oh, is that the one?
Yeah, it was me.
Oh, it's so good to meet a collector.
No. I did see some of your work, and it was really cool to see your name on there.
Well, thank you.
So tell me what's been going on. I know we're going to talk today about the Autumn Art Studio Tour. It's coming up November 13th through the 15th, and it goes up and down Placer County. And we're going to talk about that and all the details. But what's been going on with you? So you have some new developments.
Yeah, I actually, just quickly, because of course this is about the 22nd Annual Autumn Art Studios Tour. But for me, I just got back from New Orleans.
Yeah.
I am now a Golden Certified Educator Artist, which means I will be working with many Golden products. So you want to come to one of my upcoming classes, you can find out about those at grappaport.com because I'd love to share all about Golden. And thank you, everybody out there, for the 7th year in a row voting me one of Style Magazine's favorite artists. And yay.
I saw your name. I saw
yay.
That.
And
awesome.
My newest gallery down on the Central Coast, Seaside Gallery, is just wonderful. So I'd love you to visit there, too.
Where is that at?
That's in Pismo Beach, California. And they're carrying my work exclusively. And they're doing really well with it. That piece that you said you loved, Pat, they sold that immediately.
Yeah, did you get a lot of money for it?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, well, down at Pismo Beach, you should be able to jack the price up a little more, right?
Especially for you, Pat.
I probably shouldn't have said that on the air.
Yeah, really.
You got to see Gail's art. A lot of it is just, I love it. I just love your style and the colors you use. And I just love art in general. You got some really neat stuff.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
But this one's not about me. It's about the 97 Placer County Artists Studios. And it's open to all ages for you to visit. And we're going to be there November 13th through the 15th. 2015, and it's a great place, Pat, to explore visual art, get behind the scenes, look at creative artists, look at studios, home studios, group venues. There's a new venue on the tour, Gallery IQ, which is in Rockland. And this year, Rockland has 13 artists on the tour, the most artists that Rockland has ever had on the tour. So that's very, very exciting.
So if this thing runs basically from Roseville, Granite Bay, all the way up to Colfax, and it's kind of hard to envision what this is, but basically it's up to you to go to as little or as many of these art exhibits as you want to, right?
Absolutely. There's a new official 47-page full-color guidebook, which you have in your hands.
It's beautiful. It's very nicely done.
And it's also, how cool is this for our social media people? It's downloadable online at www.placerarts.org, where it contains a detailed map with all studio locations, description of the artist, their medium, a sample of their work, and there's even in the booklet a fun treasure hunt contest. And you can select which artist you want to spotlight. If you come to Finn Hall with your booklet, I'll point out some of my favorite artists. You'll see 6 artists there. You can see a group of artists at Olas in Auburn, a group of artists at Gallery IQ, or then you can go see someone like Meredith Smith in Olas, who does just gorgeous scarves. I own Meredith at least 3 or 4 of them, don't I? And then you can, of course, Janet Nicholson, beautiful glassblower in Auburn. Her and I have both consecutively been on the tour for 22 years.
Oh, yeah. She's at 5555 Bell Road, I think.
Right, and she does beautiful work. And some of the other magnificent new artists on the tour are...
By the way, Gail, I knew that because right as you said her name, I was looking right at that listings.
Okay,
yeah.
But you sounded smart, Pat.
Yeah, didn't I? I wanted to fess up to that.
Well, a new artist on the tour, Trisha, she also does glass, and her work is very contemporary and varied, and she'll be at Gallery IQ. And her work's bold, eclectic, and you'll just love her personality, Pat. I know you would enjoy her a great deal.
Okay. So art manifests itself in many ways, shapes, and form all over the world. I deal in art in a way. Music, some music, a lot of it is art. It just happens to be in the form of music. In this case, we're talking paintings, sculptures, multimedia. Gail, why don't you know, sort of describe some of the different types of things that people get to see, not just paintings and pottery and sculpture, but all kinds of neat stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Let me highlight a couple of the artists in each area, because it's nice to know where you're looking.
Yeah.
Well, in Rockland, let's talk about Jennifer Hendricks Black. She is a functional potter. She does creative work. She'll be demonstrating. And, you know, you want to think about when you're going on the tour to buy local and support the arts. I teach a business of art class, Pat, and I teach artists to value themselves. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? The people out there coming to the tour also have to support artists, and how supportive you can be of artists is purchasing their work.
Right, right.
And then another artist who is in Loomis is Bobby Johnson. She does soft pastels. The one that we're looking at, if you look at it on page 30, Pat, the color purple, it's creamy, buttery pastels. And look at how she controls that work. She is so skilled. Don't you love that piece,
Pat? Let's see. Going there now. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that just yummy?
I would buy that. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I bet she'd love if you went over there and did. And Susan Hogue, 63 on your map. She's an oil painter. She's new to the tour, and she's in Penryn. Her work is light and airy. And, you know, let's support those first-timers on the tour because they love seeing you, and they don't want to be alone in their studio. Gia McNutt, she's in Newcastle. I'd like to say that she is a fun and energetic person. And you know what? This tour, Pat, as you well know, doesn't get done by its own. And Gia is a real behind-the-scenes worker besides her art, and she has worked hard to get this tour on the road this year.
So you can go up and down Placer County and see some of these things. And I know you're gonna repeat this a couple more times.
Absolutely.
Gail, throw out the website so people can get a good handle on where everything is and where to go. I imagine the average person probably, if they're really into it, probably goes to 5, 7, 8, 10, you know, different things.
We've had people on the 3 days hit all
of
if
them.
You can believe it, because there are some group areas. So though there are 97 artists, it's really only 57 locations. So if you're an Energizer Bunny, you can do it.
Yeah. So luckily, some of them are kind of together, and you hit them up as you're there. That's good. Well, what's the website again, Gail?
Well, you can go to placerarts.org, or you can also go to www.autumnartstudiostour.com to get your guidebook, and your mobile device will give you a downloadable version. So I just, you know, for someone who's a little antiquated, I think that is so amazing to be able to just click and print, and it's free. So that's November 13th through 15th, 2015. And I do want to point out, Pat, that some studios are not open on Friday. Finn Hall, Gallery IQ, Olas will be open on Friday, but do check so you don't show up at a studio that is not available
Finn
on
Hall's
Friday.
Finn Hall's in Rockland, right?
Yes, it's Finnish Temperance Hall. If not only to see the 6 fabulous artists there, it is a beautiful historic building, a Finnish hall. It's amazing.
If you just joined us this morning, we're talking to artist Gail Rappaport-Weiland. She's not only an artist, she is also a teacher, a consultant, a curator, and it says here a juror. What does that mean?
Well, a juror is like jury shows, which means galleries, art centers, people who put on art shows ask me to decide which pieces should be in the show because of their artistic value.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
We should probably plug the Placer Arts Foundation.
Absolutely.
You could ask me anything about them, Gail. I can tell you all about them. Give me a question.
Okay, I'd like to know when they began, Pat.
They began in, let me go back, let me think about this, 1983.
Wow, you are good.
They were founded in 1983. They are the Placer Arts Council of Placer County. They're a nonprofit organization. They are a catalyst for the arts, meaning they germinate ideas. They get things going.
And they got this idea going. Aren't they amazing?
They're amazing. They are the designated state local partner of the California Arts Council. That makes them a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah. We're a big deal.
In my book, that is.
Yes.
Placer Arts promotes the work of performing. These are my own words that
yes.
I am coming up with.
You're good.
They promote the work of performing, visual, and literary arts producers, as well as culture and heritage attractions. Countywide with the brand Placer Arts 360.
Yes.
That's what they call it, huh?
Yeah.
And you may be wondering who the executive director is, because people ask me that all the time. Who is this guy? His name is Bob Reich. That's who he is. He's a volunteer board of trustees, and he represents communities all over Placer County.
And he's brand new to the board, so he's just been hired recently. So we, you know, want to give him a shout out. Great job. We're so thrilled he's here.
Well, Bob, you're a hell of a guy, and I haven't even met you, but thanks for all you do.
And you know what? As long as we're doing shout outs, let's give a shout out to the tour coordinator, Lisa Mariosa. She also runs the Ridley Gallery at Sierra College, and she is just a gem, and she's made this, I feel, the best tour it's ever going to be.
Well, as we wrap up here, do you have any closing thoughts to pass out to anybody? Let's give the website out one more time. I mean, you got to see some of these artists. They truly are incredible. Here in Placer County, there are some really tremendous artists.
Well, it's placerarts.org. This is a three-day free tour. I know we're going to have great weather. It's the best tour in Placer County. You have six shopping weekends till Christmas. Buy local, support the arts, and we love you and we appreciate you and we're so grateful.
Yeah, good job, Gail. Good to see you as always, and keep up the good work and continued success with your wonderful art career.
Well, thank you so much, and visit us at placerarts.org.
If you just joined us, good morning to you. By the way, we're talking to Gail Rappaport-Weiland. Gail, once again, let's run over some of the stuff we've already talked about, but why don't you recap one more time for us, Gail?
Well, thank you so much.
You're
but
welcome.
This one's not about me. It's about the 97 Placer County Artists Studios, and it's open to all ages for you to visit. And we're going to be there November 13th through the 15th, 2015. And it's a great place, Pat, to explore visual art, get behind the scenes, look at creative artists, look at studios, home studios, group venues. There's a new venue on the tour, Gallery IQ, which is in Rockland. And this year, Rockland has 13 artists on the tour, the most artists that Rockland has ever had on the tour. So that's very, very exciting.
So if this thing runs basically from Roseville, Granite Bay, all the way up to Colfax, and it's kind of hard to envision what this is, but basically it's up to you to go to as little or as many of these art exhibits as you want to, right?
Absolutely. There's a new official 47-page full-color guidebook, which you have in your hands.
It's beautiful. It's very nicely done.
And it's also, how cool is this for our social media people? It's downloadable online at www.placerarts.org, where it contains a detailed map with all studio locations, description of the artist, their medium, a sample of their work, and there's even in the booklet a fun treasure hunt contest. And you can select which artist you want to spotlight. If you come to Finn Hall with your booklet, I'll point out some of my favorite artists. You'll see six artists there. You can see a group of artists at Olas in Auburn, a group of artists at Gallery IQ, or then you can go see someone like Meredith Smith in Olas, who does just gorgeous scarves. I own Meredith at least three or four of them, don't I? And then you can, of course, Janet Nicholson, beautiful glassblower in Auburn. Her and I have both consecutively been on the tour for 22 years.
Oh, yeah. She's at 5555 Bell Road, I think.
Right, and she does beautiful work. And some of the other magnificent new artists on the tour are...
By the way, Gail, I knew that because right as you said her name, I was looking right at that listings.
Okay,
yeah.
But you sounded smart, Pat.
Yeah, didn't I? I wanted to fess up to that.
Well, a new artist on the tour, Trisha, she also does glass, and her work is very contemporary and varied. And she'll be at Gallery IQ. And her work's bold, eclectic, and you'll just love her personality, Pat. I know you would enjoy her a great deal.
Okay. So art manifests itself in many ways, shapes, and form all over the world. I deal in art in a way. Music, some music, a lot of it is art. It just happens to be in the form of music. In this case, we're talking paintings, sculptures, multimedia. Gail, why don't you know, sort of describe some of the different types of things that people get to see, not just paintings and pottery and sculpture, but all kinds of neat stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Let me highlight a couple of the artists in each area.
Okay.
Because it's nice to know where you're looking.
Yeah.
Well, in Rockland, let's talk about Jennifer Hendricks Black. She is a functional potter. She does creative work. She'll be demonstrating. And, you know, you want to think about when you're going on the tour to buy local and support the arts. I teach a business of art class, Pat, and I teach artists to value themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? The people out there coming to the tour also have to support artists, and how supportive you can be of artists is purchasing their work.
Right, right.
And then another artist who is in Loomis is Bobby Johnson. She does soft pastels. The one that we're looking at, if you look at it on page 30, Pat, the color purple, it's creamy, buttery pastels. And look at how she controls that work. She is so skilled. Don't you love that piece,
Pat? Let's see, going there now. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that just yummy?
I would buy that, absolutely.
Yes. Well, I bet she'd love if you went over there and did. And Susan Hogue, 63 on your map, she's an oil painter. She's new to the tour, and she's in Penryn. Her work is light and airy, and, you know, let's support those first-timers on the tour because they love seeing you, and they don't want to be alone in their studio. Gia McNutt, she's in Newcastle. I'd like to say that she is a fun and energetic person. And you know what? This tour, Pat, as you well know, doesn't get done by its own. And Gia is a real behind-the-scenes worker besides her art, and she has worked hard to get this tour on the road this year.
So you can go up and down Placer County and see some of these things. And I know you're going to repeat this a couple more times,
Absolutely.
Gail. Throw out the website so people can get a good handle on where everything is and where to go. I imagine the average person probably, if they're really into it, probably goes to 5, 7, 8, 10, you know, different things.
We've had people on the 3 days hit
all of
if
them.
You can believe it, because there are some group areas. So though there are 97 artists, it's really only 57 locations. So if you're an Energizer Bunny, you can do it.
Yeah. So luckily, some of them are kind of together, and you hit them up as you're there. That's good. Well, what's the website again, Gail?
Well, you can go to placerarts.org, or you can also go to www.autumnartstudiostour.com to get your guidebook, and your mobile device will give you a downloadable version. So I just, you know, for someone who's a little antiquated, I think that that is so amazing to be able to just click and print, and it's free. So that's November 13th through 15th, 2015. And I do want to point out, Pat, that some studios are not open on Friday. Finn Hall, Gallery IQ, Olas will be open on Friday, but do check so you don't show up at a studio that is not available
Finn
on
Hall's
Friday.
Finn Hall's in Rockland, right?
Yes, it's Finnish Temperance Hall. If not only to see the 6 fabulous artists there, it is a beautiful historic building, a Finnish hall. It's amazing.
If you just joined us this morning, we're talking to artist Gail Rappaport-Weiland. She's not only an artist, she is also a teacher, a consultant, a curator, And it says here, a juror. What does that mean?
Well, a juror is like jury shows, which means galleries, art centers, people who put on art shows ask me to decide which pieces should be in the show because of their artistic value.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
We should probably plug the Placer Arts Foundation.
Absolutely.
You can ask me anything about them, Gail. I can tell you all about them. Give me a question.
Okay, I'd like to know when they began, Pat.
They began in, let me go back, let me think about this, 1983.
Wow, you are good.
They were founded in 1983. They are the Placer Arts Council of Placer County. They're a nonprofit organization. They are a catalyst for the arts, meaning they germinate ideas. They get things going.
And they got this idea going. Aren't they amazing?
They're amazing. They are the designated state local partner of the California Arts Council. That makes them a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah. We're a big deal.
In my book, that is.
Yes.
Placer Arts promotes the work of performing. These are my own words that
yes.
I am coming up with.
You're good.
They promote the work of performing, visual, and literary arts producers, as well as culture and heritage attractions. Countywide with the brand Placer Arts 360.
Yes.
That's what they call it, huh?
Yeah.
And you may be wondering who the executive director is, because people ask me that all the time. Who is this guy? His name is Bob Reich. That's who he is. He's a volunteer board of trustees, and he represents communities all over Placer County.
And he's brand new to the board, so he's just been hired recently. So we, you know, want to give him a shout out. Great job. We're so thrilled he's here.
Well, Bob, you're a hell of a guy, and I haven't even met you, but thanks for all you do.
And you know what? As long as we're doing shout outs, let's give a shout out to the tour coordinator, Lisa Mariosa. She also runs the Ridley Gallery at Sierra College, and she is just a gem, and she's made this, I feel, the best tour it's ever going to be.
Well, as we wrap up here, do you have any closing thoughts to pass out to anybody? Let's give the website out one more time. I mean, you got to see some of these artists. They truly are incredible. Here in Placer County, there are some really tremendous artists.
Well, it's placerarts.org. This is a three-day free tour. I know we're going to have great weather. It's the best tour in Placer County. You have 6 shopping weekends till Christmas. Buy local, support the arts, and we love you and we appreciate you and we're so grateful.
Yeah, good job, Gail. Good to see you as always, and keep up the good work and continued success with your wonderful art career.
Well, thank you so much, and visit us at placerarts.org.
That'll do it for the Public File. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.